Blog Talk Radio.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and read the contract.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I still was
now you mean.
Look at that, it looks
like, I got done doing something, like,
yep.
What are you doing? You just ruined my dinner. Oh, man. But that is kind of funny. Fortunately, I did this show today with one of the reasons why I was supposed to talk about NXT. But unfortunately, they postponed this show and the one in Indiana that I was supposed to do tonight. So both shows didn't happen. I think they said maybe low ticket sales. That may be the truth, but I'm thinking that since it was like all close together with like Chicago, and like
they flooded
I was like so forward, like trying to bring my belt and just see like all the action going on. So yep, I gotta wait 3 months to see it again. Well, to see it. So I'm just glad that my ticket was a ballot for the February 21st show. That's when it's gonna be. So it wasn't sold out and or anything like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking that they should have, like, at least did something for the fans. Like, had, like, a meet and greet around here or something just to make that up. I don't know. I just think that they should have did something for the fans. That was just, like, meaning on that. Song. Oh, the light. Me. And she almost knocked it over. But I'm just looking forward to everything, like seeing them and seeing the action, things like that. But you ever know that they always do for the reveal, do the line?
Yep.
They should do that again. Do it for the line. I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the line. I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the line. I ain't gonna do it. Do the line. I know I saw. That might be the last time you see Hazel dance. I mean, like you just did. Well, it seems like you prefer to at times.
Since the man who doesn't do Michael Jackson's experience with.
Because I don't want to.
You're scared.
I ain't scared.
You are scared.
I'm not.
Alexa, is Asha John music? I don't
Alexa, who's the greatest man that ever lived?
I don't know.
Oh, crap. Thought we would have some fun, Alexa, but we probably would come up with something on
Alexa,
the way.
Who's the greatest musician that ever lived? Here's something about the article of Zar Lawrence on Wikipedia. Musician and screenwriter Herbert taught music and mentored Lawrence, who recalled Baker as one of the greatest PMs.
Oh,
go ahead.
Alexa, what's Michael Jackson's highest selling song?
The best selling Michael Jackson song is Thriller.
Let's see. What is Alexa? What is the best selling album?
This might answer your question. The best album by Usher, but the critic in your interview is Looking for Myself.
Must have been the latest one or something. Who would have thought?
What was the live news today?
Where did I get news from? You can say something like CNN, NPR, NBC,
MSNBC.
Anything from Fox News.
From MSNBC.
Party with many members of the president's party joined. Yeah, that's exactly what happened in 19. They said for a trial where the president in Mexico was president. Again, it was fell largely along.
Stop that.
Oh, you. Oh, I thought they were talking about the impeachment. So what was the. So what were your thoughts about the.
Hey! He is guilty. That motherfucker is guilty.
We apologize for the things we're going to say. Viewer discretion advised, and she's farted in front of me. We may have issues, but I'm gonna let everybody. I'm gonna say this because we didn't expect we're gonna go on a testing spree and stuff. So viewer discretion is advised. So, well, listeners, is a viewer. What is it? Oh, look. The fight.
I thought
it was about to be sad. It's 5 seconds to put you down.
That's what Joey Gregory
would have done. I thought if I got bodyguards. Do you agree? Like, come on, as you've got like 10 bodyguards surrounding you.
It didn't happen the first time.
That
was funny. Oh! The rest of it.
Damn
shit.
The funniest isn't somebody that it's the expression of his like
what about Cat Williams is like he's been a is like if they got like all the evidence and stuff and everything that they have a president.
According to Fred, have enough information on whether to go ahead with impeachment on Christmas Day.
Man, on Christmas Day?
You're telling me to keep that quiet.
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Day.
Include a Trump Tower.
And you know what? They're all standing outside silent, excuse my language. The fuck out my crib.
Oh, God. No, Trump Towers will probably still be open since it's.
Moving to Florida.
You can go to New York.
He says you're welcome.
He don't feel welcome nowhere. Exactly. I'm not going to say he don't feel welcome anywhere.
You can go to Fabby
Line. You lied.
What was that?
He kept kicking it all
over the way. No, he can go grab him by the pussy.
And speaking of barriers, I guess I had to put it out there from 10 p.m. to the we would not use ash, dam, and whatever I was shit. Jesus Christ, thank you for idiot. Now, the video, the promise, don't do it. Ah, shit, in my fucking mouth. God damn it.
That bit when it was the X. Oh, man. Something that had to do with the case you was telling me months before, like, it was months ago. I can't even remember. That was something about the impeachment, but I can't remember.
Christmas Carol. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey! Don't make their Christmas Day. I was just singing Carol. I wonder as soon as the question, he's going straight to jail.
I don't know,
something like that.
I would do is he's impeached, it would be better to stand trial.
Oh.
Same as what happened with, where originally he sent out that thing. Hold on. Alexa. Play Bill Clinton said he did not have sexual relations with that woman. Anyway, if you remember, Bill Clinton did that press conference where he says, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah.
He didn't have full sex with her. He received oral sex. He admitted to putting his cigar into her vagina and then smiling afterwards. I mean, like, he didn't go up his place. You keep a cigar with him and then, like, whoa, now that's the fire!
Oh my God.
Basically, what when the impeachment happened, right, that he was a group of people. And they will then decide whether he's guilty or not. I remember the clip I'm not guilty.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, the elections the next year as well. Well, why are they doing the impeachment?
What party was thinking?
But the other you can't guarantee people are smart and put it out. We already have people of some facts involved in it.
Especially people in the South. Some y'all from the South.
Now, yeah. We've got a lot of people in our credit candidates
Maybe.
In regards to the impeachment, it's a trial. He would then have a criminal against him because of jail. People are trying to get after what Richard Nixon did. Richard Nixon, remember, all these things that happened. Saved his reputation, but it's in a criminal record. And the other thing is, as well, all of his residents, a city president, not be held proper punishment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't become president anymore, there is a list, I saw it many ago, there is a list of judges he is facing, he could go to trial for or jail. So it's a little thing where part of the deal that he's refusing to resign because as soon as he resigns, he could be arrested for these other crimes. And then to do with the charity program, this is why I'm so up because he could. The charity, the Trump Foundation, use some of the funds for his election campaign, which they're not allowed to do. You're a charity, you're not allowed to support a particular candidate.
Oh, wow.
The Trump Foundation donated money to Trump. Hello. And there's a whole a bunch of misappropriation of funds against him.
Oh my God. I hate rich people. Sorry, rich people. Me, too.
Yes,
Oh, yeah, I did for that.
As much as possible from
or they protect the whole thing, celebrity wing.
Oh,
you were.
Money.
Yeah, that's what it was good for. I'm happy he's going to say, oh, everybody can get their money back. The ticket brought to that Green Bay show. Commercial. Won't they do something like that? That's probably the idea, but by trying to pay for it. More to talk about in a bit, so let's listen to the cool things. So we'll be right back. Okay, they did something about Batman cartoons.
Yep.
I said last week, the first time in history, there's no Saturn period. Well, besides cable, you know, like regular TV, there's nothing at all.
You know, every
cereal, watch all the cartoons. Back between Channel 12 and Channel, I think it was 4.
Hey, you had Channel 4, 6.
6, yep.
The only two channels at that time that weren't showing cartoons during the weekend was, what, 10:36?
Like I said, it didn't get worse, but it ain't no better. it just seems like, you know, some of their parents got to be on their kids or whatnot.
I mean, you guys had this when you were growing up and everything. But when I was growing up, my grandma and my mom knew all the neighbors.
Right.
And if you were outside and got into trouble, my mom would know before I got home. Because the neighbors would let her know. Nowadays, you know, that whole village mentality of taking village to raise the kids.
Exactly. Like, they go back and you see the result of them not doing what they're supposed to. Exactly. It seems like some of the parents just
troubling some parents with it instead of the parents.
Exactly. You know, maybe get a little, maybe like a double that. You know, sometimes kids are going to come to like poor mother or father advice and stuff
right.
Like that.
Me and my
father,
you know, and I like being around my son, but he's not my friend. He's my son.
That's right. Leave me sound like a. The bro, no, it's a great part.
No, not to be best friends with my son. Do I like it when my son comes and out? Of course I
do. What about Joe Lewis? The bro, the great part.
You know, these parents are trying to like.
The fact is that you can't be friends with your elderly parents. Your friends with your kids.
About her, she probably knows.
I get another
yeah.
I was at the solution. My mom was in.
You know, a kid going there. So, they're at home like all day, whatever. So they do whatever, but they're not, you know, providing. Or,
and I understand the things that come up. It's a case of anybody can provide for a child. Simple as that. But if being a parent is a whole different ball. You know, I give you the money, you provide. If you get food stamps and taxes, you provide for your kids.
Right.
But being a parent is a whole different way.
Right. Judgment Day. Anyway, the more story about that situation is like, you need to be understanding that adults sometimes, you know, the parents worry about where they're going and stuff. At least they concern or care about you. Care to, Ranger. Parenting stuff at an early age, do it.
Well, just to say, I never shied away from telling Rob about sex education and that type of thing. We always, and I got a lot of shit for it because I was sure Robert knew what condoms were in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But I also made damn well sure that my son could come to me out for everything, and I'm lucky because my dad, I don't know if it's cool or not.
You sure can't go with his dad.
Obviously, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about me and my son. And you know, the fact of it is, as a parent, you've got to be able to keep those communication open, because otherwise, right now, we'd probably be grandparents. But my son, that it was better to come to me, have him annoyed slightly for a little bit, than the alternative.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, how many times he was close?
5 years.
Anybody got $14.99 for the Dragon Sword?
To purchase the Dragon Sword?
Why, is he going to pay you back?
Green Rangers, right to have you join. We're back to our topic and slide that, so we'll be right back. And for all the girlfriends or boys or whatever that.
Yeah, baby, I don't want you to take this personal, what I'm about to say. Hit 1992 and 1993 about my ex. It's a personal thing between me and you. I don't want to hear nobody ask me why am I saying this. And then They couldn't wait to talk to me, to put me up on the latest scene. I just left with a hoodie on before, and bought my girl and the boy next door. I paid her way through USC. But guess what? She was not there with me. They say my ex-girlfriend. I don't believe they try to tell me that my ex-girlfriend. Oh, 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 oh. They say my ex-girlfriend. They try to tell me that my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
After their win last night against Portland Trailblazers, I think it was 127-135.
It's
not even
basketball.
It is
basketball.
Since late. Since last month.
Who is basketball?
Normally it will start in November, since they play. Complaining about playing Jackson, one of the rest and stuff like that. I'm playing a whole bunch of games in the week.
I thought that was in the summer. No. It ended in the fall.
That's NBA. The NBA, they start in the summer and they end in the fall. Although right now, like, the Lakers still got the best record in the NBA, but at least, you know, the Bucks are kind of right there with, and the car's getting towed.
Okay, as you were playing some XL,
yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. stories.
One thing I've done to you, an oral story about it.
Sorry, you know that. I don't know what it's about.
Tell a good one.
Well, to talk to.
I'll leave it name names too. His name was Dre, and I dated him shortly before I dated you, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he never told me that he was urinating during sex. So, Libby's like getting up ready to, and she's like, oh, you know. So anyway, we were in the sex act. The man punched him out. I punched him in the balls.
I bet you did. Let's see. Worse.
Or weird sexual experience.
Oh. It was a woman I dated with, and like, we were together for like maybe starting a couple of weeks by that time. We were having sex and whatever, and just making out and all that stuff, about to get into it, and she fell asleep on me.
You've got to have a weird sexual experience.
Nope.
No one farted on you while you're going down on her. Nothing like that. Oh,
you can't have a perfect sex.
I'll tell you one of the funniest ones that happened to me was when I was in high school and I was dating this guy in his name, Sean. And he was my I'm mad about that guy. And the first time me and him had that quite
uncomfortable.
And I was being a little tear.
Oh,
no.
Mommy.
I thought I'd done something wrong. I said, if God does something, he'll put me up a set.
Oh, mommy. trying to think.
I think one of the funny sides actually, this is a bit like This is about drinking and everything. Was when Roosevelt came up.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is Robert Mack's godfather. He got absolutely drunk as anything. So I popped out on our bedroom floor to begin with. So I put makeup on and then drew a penis going into his mouth on his cheek. And then he fell asleep on the couch and pissed himself.
Shopping on Black Friday, all I'm going to say is be careful.
And I'm taking donations from Joanne Fabrics if somebody wants to go Black Friday shopping there for me. Don't go to Fabrics, Ash, when I say that. I saw your eyes go
off. Yeah,
I
look. Yeah, I look.
Yeah? And I look so sick. Do you want me to go?
Different seeds. Oh my God. But that's that. Please don't be like, don't be going in them by 6 in the morning and give. Don't ruin your Thanksgiving by just a sale. But luckily, Walmart is in a sale. Thanksgiving, they start their Black Friday sale early from 6 p.m. to midnight.
When I mentioned to you about a friend who works at Walmart,
right.
They got told the head office that to the door and said they can't have their workers come with them.
Good.
They can win it. No, because she's working actually Black Friday.
Oh.
And you're given a choice of working one day or the other.
Well, that's good. The corporate office stuff that said that. Besides trying to work people there. Mm-hmm. Although, like, they would be making a lot of money if they did both days, but. That's just crazy. But just please, 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 do not act like a fool. Don't act like it's your first day on there or anything like that. What the? That's slick.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you know, somebody want to try to, no, I can still talk, but I'm thinking, like, they probably,
get married before that rear act completely
goes. Yeah. But, anyways, I would have said like the number earlier. I know some people had called and I didn't get the chance to, you know, just chat with them or whatever the case may be. So, but I can talk about one thing before we go off the air.
Oh, I want to say quickly.
Oh, go ahead.
There's an E. coli outbreak on this again. Could I just point out that Chocolate has never done this as a human being. Just saying.
the hotel that's gonna be made right on that North Avenue. It seems like they are starting to get the inside of it, so that's new. Just went past there the other day. Just trying to. Where was it? It was Wednesday. But they had like some of the windows open and some there, and with the other to it, they changed it to like something else. Maybe like make it a parking lot or something. Where we text people at family. Why you still?
I'm sorry, because I know I've asked you to that question. I'm like, why are you away? I don't even know.
Believe me, isn't it? Because of cocaine.
I was about to say the record was in the attic.
Is it still in that trap, or just
one?
And when the landlord came up here, why they didn't
get rid of the dead one, and then,
or at least like if they were the saw one, well, when they went, I would at least try something.
They couldn't get in the back of my neighbors.
Oh well, you wouldn't care if the landlord got raised. See what I mean? Oh, you're the one scared of landlords, so you don't have to see.
It's not that I'm scared of them. It keeps me out. They're different. Any man who says that a woman's hit was a grand money, that's different. I'm married.
Yes, Master. Disney Plus. Very good. And glad is cheap as is. If y'all need Disney Plus, y'all really missing out. You said it was like 10 million subscribers in one day on their opening
day.
Below. They
didn't expect that amount of people.
Well, they do now. Well, especially when they have stuff for.
I'm saying that the majority of people who have actually subscribed to it range from the age 35 to 45. Well, let's be honest, we are the great generation.
I know I got fans of The Simpsons and The X-Men, which you get a chance to, but anyways, fanspeople.com. Check out the website for upcoming events and all that good stuff. Go to Maddie's Memory page on Facebook. Get that out, show support. Also, look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. Look for WFSO on Twitter. You can look for me or Hazel on Instagram. And I don't know if she's on Snapchat, but I am on Snapchat too. But there you go. I'm going to do crazy and just check out my space one day, so I'm going to do that. I think so. But, still around. But anyways, next week's shows will be we have Bucks, the Bucks Talk is going to be Tuesday. because Thanksgiving weekend, Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, I don't know if she's going to do a show or not.
We'll have a good giggle.
All right, she'll be doing a show Wednesday. And Friday, Black Friday, it's going to be another edition of the Archer Jones Show. If we do good and it just keeps going and stuff like that, just like the Archer Jones Show, like every Friday. And besides putting it on, not Facebook, but YouTube. Who knows? Both. Oh, wow. You know the extra time that we get, like after an hour?
Yep.
We get like an extra hour. So, next, I gotta remember that. So, we go off the air and have like an extra hour. So, I'll keep that in my mind. But until then, y'all get to hear from us next week. Y'all have a good night.